Nick, it's great to have you here with me today. To get started, can you tell our listeners a little about you?
Hi, I'm from Saudi Arabia. I decided to come to US to complete my master's degree as a minimum requirement for my company.
Nice. And what was your job back home?
I am working with one of the oil and gas companies in Saudi Arabia. I am specialist in groundwater and environmental protection department.
Very cool. And they required you to get a master's to keep your position?
Yes, it's like a minimum requirement in this department. So starting with choosing some employee in the departments to send them to complete the master's degree, there is a lot of requirements. Actually, I have to fill it before I came to US. For example, the English language, I have to take like a TOEFL or the IELTS before I came to US to complete master's degree. Also, I have to perform like excellent in 3 years, something like this. Also, I have to conduct like 5 or 7 projects as a manager of this project to allow me to complete a master's degree. Also, it's like a minimum requirement. So if I didn't take the master's degree, they will not promote me. They will not increase my salary and so on. There is like a lot of consequences of not having the master's degree in this company. Yeah,
a good reason to get one. So
yeah.
Does your company pay for everything?
Yes, they sponsor me and my family to go to the US, and also they gave me like 30% of my salary as a living allowance, yeah.
Very good. How has your transition to the United States been?
Okay, it's difficult because to maintain the same quality of life, the same level, it's very hard with the 30% of my salary only. Also, I have a kid, I have a wife, so... Actually, it's really difficult for families to move from Saudi Arabia to US because it's another quality of life. It's another systems. Everything's here in US is difficult. I believe that. Language barriers, quality of life, sometimes safety, even if I believe it's Gainesville, one of the safest city in the US. However, I saw a lot of emails from the university, yeah, talking about some safety issues inside the campus and so on. Actually, I prefer to don't send me these things. Yeah, let me be planted. I believe it's better than to put me in this kind of pressure. When I receive an email, I have to go to my family and see if there is anything's happened to them or no.
Yeah, those campus emails about any suspects on campus or if there's been any assaults or stuff like that.
Yeah,
ignorance is bliss sometimes, right? It's better not know.
Yep. Yeah.
I agree.
How old is your child?
It's a 5-year-old.
Oh, yeah. Has that been hard for her with learning English in school?
Yes. So her mother language is Arabic. So I just push her to the school without any like pre-learning or pre-something. I just put in the preschool to learn the English language. It was very, I believe, hard time for her. The first semester, it was like a disaster. She wake up from the night, like a nightmare. It's coming to her and she cry a lot. My friend don't understand me. They didn't understand me. Yeah, actually, I think about take her to the psychologist to assist her situation. But after the second semester, I believe the kids are learning more than the adults. So
they soak it up very quickly as children.
Yep.
Yeah. How long have you been in the States now?
1.5 years.
Okay, so she's finally getting more comfortable at school now.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, that's great. So what degree are you currently pursuing?
Actually, I'm completing my master's degree in environmental engineering. The concentration is the groundwater. I believe this will help me to conduct more projects in my company. Also to be like, how can I say it, the specialist in the company in this area. Because in Saudi Arabia, I believe there is a lot of environmental engineers. However, no one concentrated on the groundwater in Saudi Arabia. I believe there is no groundwater in Saudi Arabia. It's not enough to be used in agriculture and things and human resources. However, we try to maintain it, to protect it.
That makes sense given the climate in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
Can you explain what a typical day looks like for you as a student?
So, I believe it's very hard to be the only man in the family that can. Actually, my wife is not driving, so she can't drive a car. So I have to bring them from the institute and the school and go back to the home. I'm trying to also go to the commissary, sometimes the supermarkets, bring stuff to the home. I have to also to study, choose some time to figure out what we talking to the university and study hard. It's difficult. However, I believe it's like 2 years. So I have to work hard to complete it and go back to Saudi Arabia. Yeah.
Just survive the time ahead.
Yes.
Since English isn't your first language, how have you found studying? I can imagine it's pretty time consuming.
That's true. However, I complete my my bachelor degree in English language. So that was good. Tell me, actually, but we need more time than the native language. So if somebody from US studying some subject of the university, he maybe spend like an hour or something like this. But we have to spend like 2 hours, 3 hours for understanding these things. So I believe the time is the biggest problem or the issue of studying here in US.
Especially balancing that with taking care of your family.
Yes, sure.
So you mentioned that your work, you know, sent you on a scholarship here. What does that scholarship cover for you?
Okay, they cover the university, my daughter's school, my wife an institute, English institute, the medical insurance. And they gave me like 30% of my salary, the previous salary in Saudi Arabia.
So what does that look like for you on a monthly basis?
I know that they gave me like from 2,300 to 2,500. But regarding the university and so on, actually, I don't know.
So 23 or 2,500 to cover three people?
Yeah, it's varies between 2,300 to 2,500 covering everything for the three people inside the home. My wife and daughter. I believe the daughter is the big problem.
Kids are expensive, aren't they?
Yes, it's expensive, yeah.
Yeah, kids' things definitely add up quickly.
Yeah.
So international students face many visa restrictions. For a student like me on an assistantship, we're only allowed to work a maximum of 20 hours a week for the university, and we can't gain any other form of employment. Now, given you're on a scholarship from your employer, I know the rules may be a little bit different. What are your visa restrictions, and how have they impacted you?
So I believe my situation is different than the students that came from Saudi Arabia as a government sponsorship. So my company, there is two kind of restrictions, from the visa requirements and from my company requirements. So the visa, I believe that they don't allow you to work more than 20 something hours inside the campus and so on. However, my company actually, as a rule in my company, that I have to don't work anytime. Anywhere inside US. So this is the problem with me. So I can't work in US. I have to use only the money that has sent by my company only. Wow. So this is the problem. Also, my wife, she can't work. She need to study in English and season, something like this. Also, they don't sponsor her, for example, education in the university or so on. Just I have to let her go to the English Institute.
Wow, that must be hard. I'm sure that's been a big transition for your wife.
Yes, actually in Saudi Arabia, she was working with one of the American, I believe, company. Its name is Baker Hughes, something like this. So her salary was very, very, very good. Yeah, but seeing herself with no money in US, with no family, and there is no social, I believe, like social life or something like this is very hard.
Yeah, that's quite the change for her.
Yes.
We love a good supportive wife, though. She sees the bigger picture after those 2 years.
Sure.
Yeah, that's amazing. So switching gears a little bit, how would you define food insecurity?
I can define it as every day I have to eat, and it is good, to eat what I love, actually. I'm not talking about the healthy food and something like this, because we are coming from different cultural things, but we have to eat what we love. And this is the problem with us here in the US.
How so?
For example, the quality of food. I don't believe it's good enough to make me happy in my day. Yeah, these important things. Also, the halal, because I am a Muslim and came from Saudi Arabia, so the halal things is very important for us.
For our listeners who may not be familiar with halal, could you describe what that is?
So the halal food is processed with some kind of procedure to kill the animals, for example. So all the blood has to go out from the animals before we can eat it. In Gainesville, I believe there is no Arabic food enough to bought it. Even if we find some restaurant or some commissaries that we have to pay our food from them, it's so expensive. So for example, the chicken in a Walmart, it's like $4 to $6. And the halal supermarkets, it's reached to $14 to $16.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really hard to work into a tight budget to feed three people.
Yes. So,
has there been any other cultural ingredients that you've kind of experienced stress or anxiety around being able to access?
Sure, but we try to cover these things by let my family in Saudi Arabia send me like spices and so on. So this has cost me a lot. So shipping from Saudi Arabia to US, 20 kilogram uplift reached to 500, something like this dollar.
Wow. Yeah. Good Lord, that's a lot to factor in.
Yes.
It comes down to quality of loving what you're eating, right?
Yes, yes, yes. Because actually we have some kind of food that we have to eat it. For example, the coffee. Actually, I love the black coffee. However, I have to drink the Arabic coffee in the like 6 to 7 p.m. So we don't have Arabic coffee here in US. And it's contain a lot of ingredients. But I have to tell my family to send it here, yeah, for me.
Well, it's good to have family that are willing to do that for you.
Yeah, it's like a loan.
That's true. Can you tell me a little bit about your typical food purchasing week?
So I'm trying my best to not go over $150 weekly. So I'm trying to eat some kind of chicken, rice. And this is the important ingredient in the Eastern region. The Middle East. Also, I'm trying. The water, it's very important. So I'm not trusting the tap water. So I have to.
Probably wise.
Yeah. So I'm an environmental engineer. So yes. This is the reason.
You already know.
Yeah. So water, like a chicken, lamb, I can buy it once a time in the month. So because it's expensive. So these are also vegetable, fruit. I don't like fruit, but my daughter likes it. So I have to buy it for her. And trying to go to some expensive places to take it because I don't want to let my daughter taking some low quality fruit or a vegetable. So we go to the Whole Foods, something like this. I believe they have like good fruit and vegetable quality in terms of quality, yes.
Was the price of fresh produce here a shock to you compared to the prices of fresh produce back home?
Yeah, the price, I believe, comparing with my country, it's like 200-300%.
Wow.
Yeah, and the quality, it's minus 500, something like this. We don't have a tax in Saudi Arabia, and there's a reason. We have like 7%, something like this, as a tax, and we don't have income tax. So the I believe the fruits and the vegetables, it's cheaper than here. Also, the quality it's different. So yeah, in Saudi Arabia, actually, the food quality it goes through a lot of process. So we have like a department looking for these foods and the quality of the food. So I believe if you see like a black dot in any fruit, they will not allow the supermarket, for example, sell it or something like this. Yeah.
Well, lots of food quality control in place.
Yeah.
Did you know that it would be so much more expensive here?
Actually, I have some ideas because my friend here since 2011, something like this. But I didn't know that I will spend such amount of money in these things.
Yeah, same. My grocery bill was one of the most shocking things for me too.
Yeah.
Have you experienced any times where your food dollars were running short or you couldn't stick to your budget?
Every month. Yeah. This is the reason they actually creates American Express and Visa. They use it the last like 6 days in the month. I have I use the American Express since last August. Every month I use it.
Is that stressful to have to dip into your savings or use cards like that?
Actually, savings. I came here to US with like 20,000 to 30,000US dollar. I spend it all of it. Yeah, because when I came here, I have to buy a car, furnitures for my apartment, and I have to pay my daughter's school, and the company will refund me after I complete the program. So, yeah, I am now in zero.
Lord.
Also, I spent a lot in the car and the furniture of my apartment because I try to maintain the same quality of life for my family. So in Saudi Arabia, they have a house. I own a house. So here, trying to rent apartments and put anything inside it, very hard for them. So I'm trying to take for very quality furniture, also electronics. So to make, actually, this is very big things for my wife, because she will stay in the apartment like most of her time. So I try to make her happy.
Yeah, making her comfortable in that home. So when it comes to the end of the month and you're going over budget, how does that affect your spending or food choices?
So actually, my daughter and my wife, I'm trying my best to not let them feeling uncomfortable with the food itself. So I'm trying to buy them the most quality, I believe, the food here in US. However, sometimes I don't eat my breakfast, I don't eat my lunch to save some money for them.
So you're making those sacrifices on your end?
Yeah, sure. Because the reason I bring them here, actually for something for me. So I have to make sure I'm comfortable also with the food and so on.
Yeah. So you mentioned skipping breakfast. Do you skip any other meals due to your budgeting?
Actually, always I didn't eat my breakfast. Because I don't like breakfast. That's the reason. I took only black coffee. That's enough. I am a smoker, so the foods with the smoking is very bad. So till the lunch, I skip some meals to let them, for example, eat. Yeah. But I believe this usually by the end of each month. Yeah, something like this.
So it's kind of like the last week in the month is the rough one?
Like 6 days, 5 days, something like this. Yeah.
That's your fasting period.
Yeah. It's good.
it's one way to have a positive outlook on it, right?
Yeah, I lose like 8 kilos since I came here.
Oh, wow. That's a lot for your build. I know we're like candidly joking about this here, but how has your international student experience affected you physically?
Yes, because I believe the first 3 months I didn't have a car, so I have to walk a lot. Also, the food itself, I am very picky, so I don't like eating something that I don't like. So maybe I will don't eat instead of eating something I don't like.
Right.
I don't like vegetable. I don't like fruit. There are two things that I really like.
What do you like?
Rice and lamb, chicken, something like this. Okay. Protein.
Protein. Yeah. The most expensive thing for you.
Yeah, that's the problem. So maybe I just eat one meal in the day, something like this. Yeah. And I can survive with it.
Survival, right? You're not thriving, but we're surviving.
Yeah.
Wow. But I think that brings up a good point, which is the transition to the United States and how it can be difficult to find new alternatives to things that you like, or even just navigating a new place. Speaking of that, now that you have a car, how have you found budgeting for the expenses of owning a vehicle?
The car itself, it's cost me like $12,000. It's a Camry 2016, and it is expensive than Saudi Arabia. The gas, it's cost me like $35 to $45 every 3 days.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah. Because my daughter's school is in the Melhober area, and I have to go to the university. My wife, she'll go to also the ELI, the English Institute. So each of us attending different places, different area. Also, the insurance, the car insurance is very costly here in the US. The registration things and so on. So it's good to have a car in the US. However, it will cost you some money. Yeah.
Yeah, it's great to have, but it definitely eats into that monthly budget.
Yeah, and sure. Also, the parking itself also it's expensive. So this is something I have to mention. It's for the semester, the decal and so things cost me like 120, something like this. Yeah, I'm not sure. And the problem, I don't find the parking always. So I have to park my car in a rights union that will cost me like $4 to $6 per day.
Right, so you're paying for a permit and then there's no spots available.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a bit of a kicker there. How does your experience as an international student impact your overall health?
My health as a body and mentally, actually we face a lot of difficult times, starting with leaving the family. Actually, when I say the family, it's not my daughter and wife only. So I have a father, mother, sisters. As my country, we are very social. So our culture that enforces us to stay with the families, to conduct a social, experience with them is very difficult. To come here in US and leave them, I have to call my mom every day, my father also. The second thing is, I believe, the budgeting-wise. In Saudi Arabia, I had a full salary. Also, I have my own home, 2 cars, something like this. So experience not having these things, it's very difficult for me to maintaining the same level of life. It's very hard, the same level of quality of life. Yeah. Also bringing my family here, and they can't speak English very well. So also it's difficult trying to find some people here is talking with her, with my wife. I'm talking with my wife with her. It's very difficult. So, yeah, there is a lot of sacrifices, yeah, in US. But I try to be optimistic to complete these 2 years and go back to Saudi Arabia, yeah.
The end goal is really in sight.
Yeah, the goal is to complete my master's degree, yeah.
Yeah, I can only imagine how hard that's been for you and your family and just how that would impact you in a variety of ways.
Okay, it definitely does, yeah.
What advice would you have for other international students who may be experiencing food insecurity and having to deal with such tight budgeting?
So I believe the first semester they will struggling with finding what they want. So I believe that there is some kind of quality food. So it is like it's expensive. However, by using some kind of prioritizing the food and what they need daily, I believe it will save some money. Also to see the alternative food that they want. So for example, we have some kind of food in Saudi Arabia. However, I see and I find some kind of food with the same quality at least and with the same taste in US. So yeah, maybe spend like 4 months finding what you want and do like a checklist for what you want to eat in this month. It will save you some kind of money. Also, you will find some kind of alternative in terms of quality or taste.
So don't get discouraged by the initial shock to moving.
Yes, because you need to survive. You need to eat. And that's the problem with us. So, for example, I like steak now. It's good.
In Saudi Arabia, turned you over.
Yeah. In Saudi Arabia, I didn't eat steak all my life. And I hate it, actually. The lamb here is good.
Yeah, it's nice like that. You adjust and you find new things that you can afford.
You have to do that. Yeah. Yeah, it's not your choices, but you have to do it.
What do you think could be done to make life better for international students?
Actually, the more important things that the university try to do something for the international students, for example, provide them with the food, with some kind of like their test, provide them with the food, with their test, provide them with some halal food inside the campus. I'm talking about the Muslim community. So I didn't see any restaurants inside the campus of the university selling halal food. And this is very important. I believe the Muslim community here in UF, it's too much, like 3,000 or 4,000, something like this, with no halal food inside the community. So I have to go out to the campus trying to eat my lunch, for example, and the nearest restaurant is like 4 or 5 kilometers from the campus. So it's some kind of pressure for us. Also, the Gainesville, I believe government itself, it has to provide some kind of support to the Muslim community. We have in Gainesville only one supermarket, I believe, that providing halal food and the Middle East, for example, taste. There is also Indian restaurant. It's similar than the Middle East taste. However, we need something for us.
For sure. And with just one grocery store, I'm sure they're able to set those prices pretty high due to the lack of competition from other stores.
Yeah, the price is very expensive. For example, something I bought it from Saudi Arabia, like $1, something like this. I bought it from the supermarkets here, like $12. Yeah. So it's 1,200% increase. Yeah.
Is there anything that we've discussed today that you would like to add to or anything that I have missed surrounding this topic?
Yeah, actually, I just want to remind the international student they have to complete whatever 3 or 4 years, something like this, the program period, and they will go back to their country with a certification that they struggling with to take it. So be patient. Concentrate about your goal, your point that you have to achieve it and you want to achieve it, yeah, be safe. Yeah. That's it.
I like that. Stay focused and get through it.
Yeah.
Well, Nick, thank you so much for coming in today. It's been a pleasure to hear about your story and learn more about your family. And I can't thank you enough for sharing.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.